Pickaxe.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, welcome to the Hat Chat podcast with your hosts, me, Chris Trott.
And me, Alex Smith. Ross Hornby's also here.
He is also here. Wait for it. He's currently dealing with his dog, here. Murph, who's eating stuff in our in our office.
There he is. Dog.
He's back on a leash.
He's here.
Ross, that is.
I brought a dog with me. Welcome, I'm Ross Hornby. Welcome to the Hat Chat. Yes, he's a little troublemaker, so he's kind of trying to chew all our cables and stuff. But yes, we'll be doing some hypotheticals, as we normally do. Of course, what episode is this one? Because I think we got the number wrong last week.
147.
We said 145 when it was 146, yeah. And now it's 147.
We're on 147, pretty sure now.
Doesn't really matter. Who's counting anyway? It's too far gone.
I can't count, clearly.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for tuning in. Again, huge thanks to our supporters out there, either on Patreon or YouTube members or on our Twitch. And they all congregate on our Discord, and you link your account and you can access the voting for these hypotheticals and all the other videos that we release specifically to our members. So thank you very much. And they voted with their democratic powers.
Demnocratic.
Yes, that's the word we're going to use today.
I do believe
number two is number one. So that is Martin W. Thank you very much for sending yours in, Martin
Thanks,
W.
Thanks, Martin Dubs. Two of and these are from our audience as well, which is nice.
Good. Well, this one starts as such, saying, "You're dead. Turns out Christianity was right all along, and you make your way up to the pearly gates. However, before you enter heaven, you must pick five features to make your heaven perfect. These could be specific restaurants, scenic views, a room with a specific group of friends, a certain roller coaster, anything. The
five.
Choice is yours. What do you choose?"
So, like, what's this? Like, one of your things is a roller coaster. That's an interesting example.
Goodness, yeah. Like, I mean, so it's our designer heaven.
Yeah.
Five features.
And why would one of yours, Ross, be Epstein's Island?
Feature. That's got to be multi-featured, surely. Terrible. You got the masseuses.
I want Earth as my feature in its current form.
In its current form.
In 20 years ago.
More.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, what, you mean like everyone's alive? I thought you meant like natural Earth. You mean human Earth as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of bit everything.
Is it just five features or is it like... Yeah,
five things.
Oh, I want it to just become a simulation where I feel like I'm alive again. Do you know what I mean? Like what?
Like, we could game this.
You could... probably game it, I suppose.
Yeah, you want a capsule where you can relive any moment in your history as if it were real.
Because the thing is, if you say you want the whole world, whatever, then at least you have that whole world to explore still, right? I've got one roller coaster and go on over and over again, so I'm dead. Well, you're not dead. You're forever.
What about...
There's no roller coaster you will enjoy forever.
Yeah, that's the problem. So what do they call it? The hedonistic treadmill, I think is the name of it.
Oh, right.
Like, where essentially you're always walking towards... the next pleasure, but like once you get there, you have to keep going to the next one, otherwise it never really feels that pleasurable. Like you say, like you get used to that. Might be the completely wrong interpretation of that, but
well,
like,
it wasn't like without pain there's no pleasure, I guess. So you need to have something that's not so enjoyable sometime. I guess you should have some, not necessarily pain, but
so
something that's
that
not
feature,
maybe some sort of
a cue
sensory deprivation chamber.
Hey, no,
He's got some vocal
sensory
opinions.
Sensory deprivation is needed, yeah.
It's okay. He's excited, bless him. He's got some opinions about doggy
Somebody
heaven.
Just dropped an entire box of yeah, scrapes outside.
Hey, it's okay.
You can go have the boxes in a minute. You can have them. Sensory deprivation, I think, can be a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you have a sensory deprivation, at least... honestly, it's a podcast. You've got to be quiet.
Duh, it's just unprofessional, isn't it, really?
You want my... You.
What would you pick, Smith, as your five heavenly things?
I'd have a dog that won't stop barking.
Yeah. Well, it's because they're also drilling outside. It's like, well, there's a lot of things going on.
So I would have the dog, because once you get there... You need to be able to stay awake to enjoy it all. Right. And there's no better way to stay engaged.
A nice, big bark.
Yeah. Probably a giant bathtub. A really big, like, hot spring. You know?
Okay.
A
natural, organic.
Take it to the, like, my own center parks.
A beautiful, picturesque national park style.
Heaven is center parks. I've never been, but that's what I'm saying.
You want a center park?
I want a center park.
I was thinking Yosemite or
no. We'll make it a bit smaller. Put it in Longleat Forest and
Longleat Forest. Nice.
Have the weather the same as well. So it's very rarely good weather.
Okay. It's a bit overcast, a bit drizzly.
Oh,
today,
perfect! Can't wait to spend eternity here.
Lovely.
Yeah, I think maybe you know, there's a good argument for like. Human life is the thing that you choose again, almost, you know, like the whole like
deal with the trials and tribulations of life.
Yeah, I've got a theory that, like, you know, if this is a simulation, then the reason people would go into it is to experience realness, you know,
by a reset,
by making everything real. Yeah, exactly. By making things mean
you're resting on your laurels a little bit and you've forgotten what it's like to feel.
Yeah,
so get into that sim.
Yeah, exactly.
Great. This is a good sim. I got bad sleep last night. And I've knocked over like six or seven things today. Yeah. So when I wake up out of the simulation, I'll be like, I'm grounded now.
Yeah, exactly. This was great. Unlike you have a really miserable life and die horribly. And you're just like, another round? Sure.
I'll do that again, yeah.
Yeah, all right.
I felt something, I think.
So one of the five features is to find something basically mundane, I suppose, to keep you grounded.
Yeah.
And then so you can enjoy the other several things.
But it's okay, how about this then? It's a fulfilling job. Right,
okay.
As in it's a fulfilling job, like, you know,
you still have to do it,
yeah,
but it's fulfilling.
But it's like baking for yourself, you know, it's almost like I have to do the bread, I have to do the cakes or the pastries for today, you know. So you work a few hours in the bakery, maybe you go out into the field to harvest your grain a little bit, like Russell Crowe from Gladiator, you know, you're walking along with the
that's
grain
a different
in the
meaning
field
for that,
yeah, but that's
sure.
You know, the Fields of Elysium.
I see.
And then you harvest your grain. I don't know, I feel that would be quite satisfying to have like a
what's
job
it all going towards though?
But I guess you'd have to feel like it was actually for something.
Well, it is. It literally is. It goes into food, which goes into pleasure. So you know how we were talking about
you
like
have to make your own food.
Yeah, yeah. So as in like you bake your bread for the day. Like that's the job, you know, that's part of the job.
Bread
like,
every day though.
Not bread every day. You could mix it up. You could have pastries. You could have cakes. You could have...
But it all has to
bake.
Come from your...
Heavenly bakery.
Field.
Shoe pastries.
Yeah, shoe pastries. Angel cakes, angel slices, constantly.
Hell yeah.
Of course, it doesn't matter now. Yeah. I guess that's one of the perks of heaven, is you can eat all the tastiness you
want.
Well,
that's the thing. I don't want it to feel purposeless.
But you have to have shit food as well.
Because you know other people have like picked some awesome five things, like endless donuts or whatever.
I'd still rather have my heavenly bakery than endless donuts.
Sure, it's a bad example, but you know what I mean? Where it's like...
You know, we'll come up with a good example and then I'll agree with you.
I'm working every day to make bread and I know other people are being handed things where they don't have to work all the time.
Right.
I'm like, what am
so
I
it's
making?
That comparison is a thief of joy. Yeah, but like maybe don't compare yourself to people. Get off fucking Instagram and be happy with your heavenly bakery.
Maybe that doesn't exist.
That was a very specific social media call out there.
No, because that's where it's come from.
What, the donuts?
This comparison is a thief of joy. The idea that you're worried that somebody else might have something easier or more than you and therefore you should feel bad about what you have. That is, I think, a learned behavior.
Then. Different example of this. Not someone else has stuff, more that I keep making bread and it's not going anywhere, but...
Bread.
For me, so I'm making all this excess bread. Where's it? Heaven can make stuff from.
I guess what
air.
It comes down to is like, yeah, can you be inventive enough yourself to keep yourself interested? What you're saying is, what happens if you keep making bread and you get bored of it? Then
no, it's like, why am I making it other than make? You're
to
just
eat,
literally,
to enjoy.
It, okay, right.
To make, it's for yourself. You're just making food for yourself.
And you always got that feeling in your head that's like, I could have just wished not to have this.
Yeah, I guess. But that's, I guess, your demon. I don't know.
I could have just had like a 5-star restaurant.
So you're concerned that you won't make the best 5 choices, which is fair enough. I don't think anyone would make the best 5 choices.
I think
choices.
I might be plagued by that.
How about your 5th choice is a therapist that ensures that you're making the right decisions?
Keep me on track, therapist.
Yeah.
Like they're the just best like, therapist in the world.
Chris, you've chosen 4 really great things. And actually, the 5th thing to create was me.
Not a bad one.
Yeah.
It's like a guide.
Yeah, an affirmation doll.
You're doing great.
Yeah.
And like an AI. Almost.
I wouldn't want it to be AI because then that's a whole existential
thing. Yeah,
come on.
Deity-powered.
Deity-powered.
It's computer fix it, not me.
It's not AI, it's just
beyond
God.
AI.
it's just divine.
Another,
AI plus.
Or an angel, I suppose you would probably describe it as.
But like the, what's it called? Like the fucked up angels with like 20 eyes and rings.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah, the like fractal ones or the...
The ones in like Genesis or something like that?
Yeah, the good stuff.
Revelation.
The real angels.
That's a real shit.
The aliens. It's the aliens, guys. It's the aliens. Interdimensional aliens.
It's probably the people that didn't understand the drugs they were taking at the time and thought they were having a connection with a god.
Probably is that as well.
And wrote that down.
Yeah, drugs probably have a lot to answer for, let's be honest.
Biblically accurate angel, please.
Biblically accurate. And also like...
As my therapist.
Jesus rose after 3 days, right? That's because his regenerative systems kicked in because he was a goddamn hybrid. Right,
or he's bread.
What like
yeast
made of
rises?
Yeast rises. That's true. He could be beer. He could be beer and bread. Fuck wine and bread.
Yeah.
Beer and bread.
His body is bread. It literally says it in the
body of Christ. Yeah, yeah. It's bread.
He's a fucking loaf.
I think we've cracked this. This is like a Da Vinci Code all over again, isn't it?
So I can't pick 5 things, but one is definitely a biblically accurate. Therapist angel
that's
keeping me on track and make sure those 5 choices I made are not the wrong ones.
You can't look directly at it though because it makes you question
your understanding
of reality.
What if it's 5 things we have to just bring from that we currently enjoy?
Bring home.
It's like literally
things
that we enjoy.
Like,
obviously this has obviously like restaurants, scenic views, etc. Like if there's something you really enjoy,
TV. Just, shit.
You know, yeah. I mean, but yeah, it's. And are there anything like that that you would actually want to take?
I would take a hang glider or something, you know, like a paraglider, a powered one. Because like getting around would be so fun.
Also the landscapes
you can't die,
in
so
heaven would be nuts.
Yeah, quality. Like we're talking just like...
What's the tallest mountain
Surely
heaven?
You could fly. But then that's, I mean, I guess that's... I mean, I don't know.
Oh, maybe. I mean, if we're bringing superpowers into it, yeah, of course.
I feel like,
I spend most of my time just flying around.
It really
around.
Depends on your perspective of what heaven might be, I suppose. Yeah. Like,
heaven's what you make it with these 5 things.
We could be in heaven right now, we don't know.
I think the problem is,
this
right?
Let's
heaven.
Think about that. Let's go back.
It needs to be endlessly different. That's the problem. Because with real life, with life, you know that there's going to be an end to it. So you know you're never going to experience everything. So you kind of enjoy the things you do experience. Because you're like, you got to live it all. Live as much as you can or whatever. But if you've now got like endless life ahead of you, you need endless opportunities or endless. I don't want to say stimulation because that's so reductive. But like ultimately, if you could fly, heaven's only 20 square kilometers. You're gonna do that in a couple of days, and then you'd be like, oh Christ!
All right, personal brothel can't go wrong.
Personal,
what just
can't
you,
go wrong with your banal desires? They're always gonna be there, endless. So why not have just a big old brothel?
Does that have to be a brothel?
Like, doesn't have to be
could
a
just
brothel.
Be a pleasure room rather
even
than
in
just,
heaven there's trafficking.
I mean I know that I mean, it's just
okay, the
a brothel implies that it's just kind of like a CD you have to pay for it.
It's gonna be a little
the shots is gonna be great.
He's going to this is like all the windows are cracked on the outside. It says masseuse on the outside, but it's not
a masseuse.
Yeah, it's like closed blinds.
Yeah.
Tell you what, that is the worst massage I've ever had. But funnily enough, the best hand job.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Very focused on the
wrong massage.
My shoulders have still got knots. Okay, yeah, sweet.
So you're going for a brothel?
A dingy brothel.
A dingy brothel, nice. But maybe that's it, because he's not going to get any diseases. Maybe that's what he just wants, a bit of strange.
Bit of strange. You could barely say that without a strange face. Bit of strange. I mean, it's a great word. I love a bit of strange. That's great.
There are some religions which believe they'll meet thousands of virgins for some reason.
I believe it's 72.
Oh, there's a number. There's a specific number.
72 or 74? When we say some religions, I think we know which one you're talking about.
No, it's one of them. I don't know.
There's only one I know of where you get all the virgins, but maybe.
Is that in the actual. That's not actually in the.
Well, Christian priests do it in this life.
Sure, okay.
That religion which gets
means,
it.
Which means they're not
I
believers.
Want it now.
yeah, don't know, man. Pretty fucking... There's a lot of sex tied up in
that's
religion,
very,
isn't
that's
there?
Such a strange thing to tell
I
you
I feel like they're
life.
Onto something there.
Yeah, yeah.
It's fucked up, but I feel like virgins. You want endless so that's such stimulation. A weird thing to that's recall. One way to do it.
Yeah, but
not virgins.
It just makes it seem like really.
Why would you want a load of prudes?
Why would you want to be like a fucking? Why would you want to be like an antagonist in Handmaid's Tale? You know, like that's what you're essentially becoming, right? Just... You're going to become Obergruppenführer so and so, who's there banging his virgins, stood above them like some sort of. Yeah.
Bear in mind, I don't know if that's actually written into the. Is that that's not written into the actual book of their. Belief system.
Let's how about none of us have read
because
it.
I,
so
I don't
want to
stay there and be like, oh, it's this and it has to be this.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, but
generally all organized religions are bad, in my opinion. Yeah. All organized religions are probably more harmful than good. They're an ancient tool.
So
of
maybe heaven would
control.
Be religion. You're taking zero religions, that's the feature.
Christianity's real in this scenario.
Wow. Yeah, well, I it could be a different kind of heaven.
Yeah, true, that is true. It says Christianity
was
right
all
grounding, along.
That's
but then if that is right along, structure. That's depressing. There's loads of shit what? In Christianity.
What?
Not in heaven, though. Heaven's where it all opens up.
It's a half good. Pipe,
yeah, but
it?
Heaven, you can't do I any thought... of the stuff, the cool shit that you do now. Like,
you can skate.
Everything that's fun is a sin.
You can skate.
How is that fucking good?
Huh? Only a sin in this life.
Yeah, but that's what I mean, but like... What, in heaven you can do all that stuff? No, you get like...
Ross, religions are an ancient tool of control. As long as... It's,
no, I know,
just take that,
this is Christianity was right all
sense.
Along.
Huh?
So Christianity was right all along.
Which
it's
one?
Fucking, what, which Christianity? What?
There's a lot of versions of Christianity.
I'm just saying, there's a lot of negatives that I wouldn't be on board with. It would be a boring place. Filled with fuddy-duddies who didn't live their life properly.
You know, I think... I would go to heaven, though. Do you not think you would go to heaven? You, most people do,
you
don't they?
You definitely will not go to
oh,
heaven.
Oh, I will.
No, okay. Yes. Like, what?
You're a goddamn
what?
Sinner.
I'm not, though. I've never done anything that bad, apart from openly refute the existence of God.
I think that's pretty bad on the scale of...
Yeah, but if he's what, if, so if he's omnipotent
God,
and all-powerful,
he
he'd be like, oh, come on in, mate. At least you thought about it. At least you engaged, you know?
What kind of overlord needs... Oh, you didn't believe in me?
Oh, fuck off.
Go away, then. It's like, oh, all right,
then,
you arrogant piece of shit.
We'd unionise hell. Like, what? We'd unionise hell, get up there, kick the fucking management out.
Yeah.
New people's Republic of Heaven.
Lucifer's aim is, right?
Yeah. I'd be on board.
Angel.
You'd have much more fun.
Also, like, devil and all that. We're dissecting religion rather than picking five cool things.
I know, it's just as I said, Christianity was right along. I've kind of held on to that for some reason, but we don't need to. Let's say just a heaven, our version of a good place.
All right, the Incredible Hulk roller coaster.
Nice,
number three.
Incredible Hulk.
Nice, and Hulk fists for every
I think
rider.
New
Hulk
roller coasters
for every
since
rider.
Then.
Just really
because I remember that one as well. But I was a little
one.
Kid. Yeah,
it's a good one.
Unlimited McFlurry machine.
Never breaks down.
Never breaks
God.
Down. Milkshakes every day.
Bar's low.
Would that be just in?
Never breaks down. It's
you can have
working.
That, but it's in my brothel.
I've right. got to get you, a McFlurry. That'll be one of the worst places.
Surely you're
just
having that creme brulee every day.
Oh. That's my other one.
Creme brulee
that
from
creme
Amsterdam.
Brulee specifically for Amsterdam.
Well,
whenever I want it, and I watch it getting made and the assistant getting shouted at by the head chef. I want that whole scenario every time. It's like, not again. Do the toppings again. It's not swirly enough.
And then he headbutted you in the nose.
Me?
No, sorry. I've made you the assistant chef in this scenario. I don't know why.
I might roll reverse now and again.
Yeah. Switch. That was. Pretty good. I mean, knowing that they did that as well, and then later on we then ordered up like 9 of them or something like that on the phone, that must have been like, oh my God, here we go.
This is it.
I got nine of these. Yesterday we screamed at each other, but that's for this moment, man. This is like
we've
our Omaha. Yeah.
This
we've
is
been
the
training
one.
For this.
This is Sore Beach of creme brulee.
Holy shit. Oh, wait, they're just drunk, guys.
Oh, no, they're just kind of stone drunk and they've been playing crazy golf.
Creme brulees, man.
These guys aren't even staying at this hotel. Hey, we're creme brulee vagabonds.
That yes, absolutely. Creme brulee is one of my ones.
Well, we're literally just about to close, you bastards.
Yeah. Well, make us 9 creme brulees.
Come on. Do you want that rating?
How much were they? I can't remember. It must have been quite expensive.
About 14, 15 pound of creme brulee, I think.
Fucking hell, that's a pretty fancy dessert, right? That's
It was like a...
It was a fancy restaurant.
Very nice
restaurant.
Restaurant.
Place, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Very good food.
It was Vandervolk Hotel or something.
Is that
going to
be
like
a feature? Maybe, would the feature just be one of those chefs that could just make you awesome food? That would be a feature I'd want.
I might just request that hotel.
It's a feature I want now. So
that hotel was pretty good. Why? I wanted the duvets and the mattress. Really? They actually sold them, but they don't ship them to the UK.
But like, yeah, that sounded.
They might ship them to the pearly gates. So
yeah,
That bed.
I would choose not to sleep. If you could choose never to have
never to be
sleep,
tired,
yeah,
yeah.
You mean I'd love to yeah. sleep, knowing that I'd live endlessly.
Yeah,
because if you're always awake,
yeah, but no, you won't feel tired. So you feel always rested.
Yeah,
isn't that the best thing?
Yeah,
yeah.
I like the cyclical.
Yeah, you do
obviously
now,
for mental do, but, health. It's
but you,
probably
but you only yeah. like it now because you have to sleep.
Yeah,
right. Do you know what I mean? So if you were used to a different way of like you could enjoy your evenings in a different way, or like
the
you
life
know, you could have a relaxing 6 hours or whatever, where you just you, yeah. you do.
I still feel like if I'm going to live forever, I still need some biological functions which okay. keep me from not going insane.
You still keep coming, mate.
I still need to piss and shit. Well, honestly.
What about the other one?
Huh?
Well, you've got a brothel.
Not needing to piss or shit is really good.
Yeah, not literally, needing to piss or
no,
shit.
I want that.
These any
what's wrong with you?
Any bodily functions which literally just
well,
like
there's going to be awkward scenarios where you come up against a fuddy duddy, as Ross says, just yeah. like a mega like super Christian grandmother.
Yeah,
and you're like, I actually need a piss. I need to go.
You want
to
oh,
even out?
Ah.
But if you can't piss, you can't shit, you don't need to go to sleep, then...
Troy, you've got infinite time. You're going to build up the social skills, be able to excuse you from
no,
a situation.
I'm not. That's my fourth wish, is to never build social skills.
Okay.
No learning for me.
He just wants to live.
I want to be that version of me forever.
Yeah, okay.
And there's people saying it'll drive you insane not sleeping and stuff, but like, I don't know, I think... If you really think about it, would you? If you weren't tired, you wouldn't yeah. feel aggy or like kind of grumpy because
you wouldn't know what day it was.
Or...
Though
this is a very divisive subject. I found.
I don't know.
I'm in the no sleep
that.
Camp.
We can't experience that because we'll never
takes,
know what that's
takes
like.
The
we'll always be tired.
As a human, I feel like that's 50% of what a human is.
What nothing
is sleeping?
Yeah, but sleeping
nothing.
Is like ultimately
we're building our
nothing.
Neurons.
Yeah,
we're
but that's because it's
day.
A biological process. I think, don't get me wrong, I understand it's why people enjoy sleep. But I think like Ross says, if you removed the restorative elements of it and we were restored still, you know.
You had like a cloud
why
bank up on
bother having 8 hours of blackness?
Yeah.
You know, why not spend those 8 hours?
To us, it's not though.
But maybe there's like a chamber you chilling. There's like a chill chamber where you're just like, oh, I'm going to just go to my chill chamber. My, you know, deprivation chamber for 6 hours.
Yeah.
Or 7, 8 hours, whatever. And be like, yeah. I just had a chill time.
You can't chill though, because you can't rest.
Yeah,
you don't need
rest.
To rest.
Yeah,
you don't need to rest.
You can still rest when you're energized, and like you can still chill out, like watch something on Netflix. I don't know. Well, you wouldn't have Netflix. I don't know.
You wouldn't have Netflix. You didn't wish for that.
Nah.
There are no streaming platforms.
Yeah, just, the signal actually is.
But you're never
really
bored.
Bad.
But after that, being never bored would be amazing. But not having to have things to not be bored. Do you know what I mean? As in, like,
yeah.
If you were just content.
But all you
in
would do is just sit
all
there
all the time.
This is
that'd
why
be fine.
You
what's
to,
living though.
But then that is like kind of just like a yeah, almost a lobotomy level
a
brain dead situation. Just
yeah.
like, well, I'm just
all you need is a biblically accurate
existing.
Angel therapist to keep you on the straight and narrow, and then you can do whatever
angel
you want.
Therapist.
Technically, everybody is happy and completely not bored before yeah. they're born, and then they're brought into existence, and then that's where the problems start.
Yeah, yeah, I suppose so.
When we're all stardust.
So should we just?
I've got thousands
so one
of
the
children
will be,
I never had.
I'm
I did
be
the
in,
favor of never having.
Climb back into the womb and just stay in there.
Yeah, no.
That's your existence.
All good, thanks. It's like getting back into bed.
I'm going to yeah. go back to not understanding time, thanks.
Yeah, I'm going to go back to getting fed yeah. through my belly button like a real human being.
Fuck yeah.
But we're now just completely disassembling, yeah, humanity.
Yeah. And this
general,
is what will
right.
happen,
I
think,
it.
When you just, remove angst and
this
limitations.
This is just like, what, 10 minutes of us questioning this? Imagine being up there,
yeah.
not being able to sleep. And pissing and shitting. Out
queuing outside Trot's dingy brothel.
Yeah, waiting for a McFlurry.
Waiting for a McFlurry.
Oh, it's broken down again.
You're waiting for the sex or the McFlurries? And the McFlurries again.
We've got a 50-50 deal if you include the McFlurries in your orgy this
right.
week.
Right, no, I just want a McFlurry.
There's also
thanks.
No currency, so it's kind of pointless.
Smarties? Yeah, no, yeah, Smarties, please, yeah.
No orange ones, though, please.
I like the orange ones.
You
it
do?
Says here also
yeah,
a,
it's like
a specific group of friends. Is there like or like
you I mean, can bring like
isn't
a
there
family.
The age old question of like yeah if you went to like heaven who do you want to dinner with or something and who's died or like celebrity wise or anyone else I guess.
Who's I'd sit, I mean some
fuck
like,
well Mother Teresa's like fuck I don't want to meet that bitch what the fuck.
I'd sleep with all the.
You wish had to understand her wasn't she like Italian or something?
Yeah, I wouldn't understand. I'd be like, well, maybe you could. One of the features to be
speak
I know
all languages.
Languages.
A babelfish in your ear, like Douglas Adams.
But that'd be boring.
Yeah,
if we all spoke the same language, wouldn't it? Would it not?
Well, understanding all languages is different to
understanding
having the same.
Understanding
language.
All languages, But then is that not the same as everyone speaking the same language to you? As in,
no,
like, because you understand all languages.
It's not, because you know the nuances and differences culturally between the words.
Oh, yeah, much deeper context.
Point. I like that one. So knowing all languages would be a fucking amazing feature.
Okay, sweet. You get that. Well,
that opens up so many doors in general. Yeah. That would be so good, but it's just, I was terrible at learning languages at school. Fucking hell.
We. That was two languages
there. Yeah, it was, yeah.
Tamagot.
Ja. Da is what another one, is it?
Da is Russian. Yeah, ja is German. It's all easy. Yes is generally the easy one to remember. And no, more often than not, will do for every language.
No. Nine. Anyway, that I think we've covered that one.
Do you want to speak binary?
Speak binary. Or like every coding language, you know it off by heart.
Brackets open, parentheses, dash, dash, star.
Hey all, I'm Dr. Alok Kanoja, but the internet knows me as Dr. K. I spent 7 years studying to become a monk and then became a psychiatrist. I want to tell you a little bit about my podcast, Healthy Gamer GG, where we combine my clinical experience of practicing psychiatry and sprinkle in years of experience as a meditation teacher and sort of focus on spirituality. So on the podcast, we're going to approach very common everyday problems from each of these lenses. And what we really do well is blend science and spirituality to create the most accessible solutions for people for their everyday problems. So check us out at Healthy Gamer GG on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple.
QQQ equals 322. What's he doing? He's describing a page layout. Oh.
I went down a rabbit hole of existential crisis the other day about how all of this life is potentially a simulation or a hologram and such. And they thought that, you know, if you go, we've got macro, right, where you look out to planets and things like that. And then you've got the inward, which was still figuring out quantum level stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And someone was saying, like, at the bottom of it all, it's just zeros and ones. Which suggests that it's all binary, it's all code.
What do you mean at the bottom of it's all zeros?
If you
and ones?
Go, if you zoom in enough to quarks, what makes up a quark? And ones in there, it's there? Just all.
Have they seen these zeros and ones?
This is the thing. It was on TikTok, right? So,
Jesus Christ,
I believe it happily.
I mean, it might be a theory, like, because some of that stuff, when it gets so small, we still can't really see it. So you have to,
it gets
like,
to a point where. There's nothing we can do to measure it.
Yeah. Like, so you could suggest anything. It could be made up of X's and O's as well. It could be made up of any binary.
Well, you know what I mean? Ons
so it's
and
binary.
Offs, binary.
Right.
Stuff.
Okay, cool.
It becomes binary.
Yeah.
And the way we understand it is obviously through computing.
Like a transistor? Is it?
It's either on or off. The signal's on or it's off.
Yeah.
And then that creates the language of everything.
Semiconductors, is it? What's the thing that does that? It is a transistor. Right. Okay. Cool. What else? What's another hypothetical?
Let's have a look. Okay, so what's this?
Number three.
Okay, so from Lobobo. Thank you for your hypothetical. It says here, what do you think will be the next thing to have a monumental impact on society in the way the internet did? That's broad, I guess, but like...
Well, if LK99 is a thing...
Looks like it might not be.
Oh, no. Mm. We got an update.
Well, they've got a confirmed answer.
There's not a confirmed answer. There's still a bunch of other...
They
like
think it's
university labs that are trying to, they don't know. There was a couple. There was quite a good. I can't remember the details, but at the moment it's still a not sure. But a couple of places have suggested why the material's exhibiting a certain behavior.
It's not what we think it
is. And it may not be to do with superconductivity. It may be a semiconductor or something like that. Like,
but it was spinning around on this magnet.
Well, we know. We
it
don't
was
know.
Floating.
We don't know.
But that, if it is true, that would fundamentally shift the way we build everything.
But you'll hear about it. If it's proven to exist, I'm sure it will become much more of a
What do you think would happen, though? Because we suddenly discover the ability to not dissipate or waste energy.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think there's going to be big corporations that like big oil and stuff like that, or like radiators that are going to be like, no, we don't really want you having this because it's too easy? And we can't monetize
it. I think there's certain
it.
Stuff they can't do. I think oil and gas knows that it's in its last like part
it's
of
its
life.
Death throes.
Yeah. I think that there's a reason that
all these new North Sea oil and gas licenses went out, because this is basically, they know, their last chance to essentially have a prime minister give them all out to all of his mates and you know, in the UK.
Oh, Rishi.
There's still such a heavy dependence on all that stuff. So it's, they know that, yeah, there's still plenty of years left in actually using it.
It's all big machinery, isn't it?
I guess,
it?
Yeah, the big change would be the flip on its head when energy becomes, you know, something you don't have to dig out of the ground, which obviously we don't have to, but...
Imagine playing the latest game, full ray tracing, and your house isn't a sauna at the end of it.
Yeah.
And your fans aren't going crazy.
Yeah. Cooling down, cooling, I think, is going to be pretty important.
The energy required to cool things, because they get hot from energy.
Yeah, I guess that would, yeah. I mean, all that stuff. Energy is such a huge thing, but something that affects our lives, like the internet, is kind of crazy, really, because obviously that's such a huge change in terms of connectivity between, like, around the world. Mm. But obviously AI is, like, the main thing. It's probably the boring answer is AI, because, you know, that's just going to advance even more and make things either easier or... I guess, you know, the whole point is supposed to make things easier. It just means that there's going to be more issues when it comes to employment for people. But, like...
It's going to shift what the purpose of... working is,
or the value of certain jobs,
and where humans kind of are placed within the workforce, I guess, because there's going to be so many jobs, like entire call centers, for example, are being replaced with a smart AI that just has the data set of everything people could possibly ask about that company and the products it has.
It's the equivalent of, like, an industrial revolution in some respects. Like, the industrial revolution brought about the death of a huge amount of, like, manual labor jobs, stuff that could only be done by people could now be done by machines.
It's just all happening faster and faster with more and more people, right?
Being exactly. affected. And also it's like, it's targeting, I think this time it's also targeting, like, skilled creatives and things like that, which, whilst I don't think it will replace all of them, I certainly can see things like extras in films being a thing of the past, when you can just digitally replicate a huge amount of people now, like in terms of crowds and stuff. I think that will happen.
Lord of the Rings?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I mean, you know, but obviously, yeah, if you can scan loads of people in, obviously that's what they're trying to fight against now.
And that aside, stuff like massive data aggregation, things like that, is going to be improved. It's also going to make it more effective, more targeting, even more so, you know. We're going to have...
Or the brain thing, where the thing that Elon was working on.
Neuralink.
That could be a massive change in terms of
being
able to kind of... access all this stuff just within your brain, or like
once it becomes like
that'll be a huge change.
I think it's gonna need to be drip fed to society, the idea of invasive surgery or something permanent.
But obviously these things evolve, don't they? Like,
that's what I mean,
it become easier to do.
Before we know it, it will like snowball, I think, to a point where everyone's got it. So
I like to think medicine is going to change a lot in general. I think
they're already starting to, isn't it?
Like life extension, things like that could be a thing. I think we're still about 20, 30 years away from seeing any of these
things.
Limb regeneration would be great. Genetic gene recoding, like things like that, like stuff to help cure people of things that have killed us in the past and hopefully live a lot longer. That'd be great. Regenerative therapies. Fingers crossed.
Useful elderly people would be nice.
Yeah.
They're a big old drain on the old council tax bill, aren't they?
Yeah. I just want them to die and get their house into the housing market so we can all live a cheaper life.
God damn it. Stop waddling around with your dodgy hips. You had a fall.
Oh, a fall.
Send out the ambulance. A waste of space. I don't want to be old.
No, not many people do.
So, yeah, I'm going for it. I'm going to go for all the advanced gene therapy, age reversing stuff, so I can actually be a functional member of society into my twilight years.
That would be cool. I would love that. Fingers crossed. I think medicine will change a lot. AI is already changing a lot. It will continue to do so.
Medicine's going to become more and more bespoke, I think.
Yeah.
Like it is with literally reverse engineering the problem that you have and having a specific medicine to target your problem.
Yeah.
Like with the Alzheimer's thing and cancer treatments, very specific.
Like viral vectors and stuff like that, yeah.
Just out of all this COVID research and sequencing the viruses and stuff like that, it's awesome. And I really hope that continues.
Mm.
Really cool. We can just get rid of cancer. That'd be amazing.
What about, I guess it goes hand in hand with AI, but like where people become more fractal in terms, or like more isolated, because they'll become
so realistic. Say amorphous blobs, because I'm super into
amorphous
that.
Blobs. Really, but like as, as AI becomes more and more like intelligent, or like more like human, like I suppose.
Yeah,
people will befriend people online, and that will be like
that's already happening, right? Like the amount of bots on X that you think of people responding to things. Yeah. And they have relatively
like, that
nuanced.
Could change like the dynamic of like a social environment as well.
Especially in a worrying
way as well. Like, you know, there's probably going to be another pandemic, you know, at some point where people are then sent back home and whatever, who knows. I don't know if there's, it was a mess. The last one was such a mess that like, who knows how they'll deal with the next one.
I think there will be another one as well.
Yeah, of course. Like, I mean, yeah, like diseases. Relatively. Yeah, it's hard to stop them spreading. Lifetime. But like, yeah. Controlling people that way would be kind of crazy, and then obviously people would then just become more isolated and then befriend something they can rely on, which is like a like an AI.
Well, imagine
because there's no the reality of like real relationships is you know there's so much more complexity to them. With an AI which can give you everything you want, it's basically like this kind of
a
very strange dynamic which probably will become more and more embedded within our
it's also it
digital
can be extremely
anyway.
Convincing and manipulative as well. Like the AI knows exactly what you like, and if it wants to steer you slowly towards a new idea or a way of thinking that aligns with a certain politician or whatever that wants to get into power or wants control over you,
manipulative. Yeah,
but like they do now. Take like online relationships and hanging out online in social spaces and place them in the real world, like Discord, for example. You have a whole table of people that are hanging out chatting all the time. But you realize that one over the table was actually a bot this whole time, and you didn't know. Yeah. And that person's super smart, and they've been like saying, like, oh, you know what? This whole Andrew Tate thing, that makes a lot of sense. The whole alpha
feeding,
male. And paying bots changes that whole table's dynamics and ways of thinking.
Yeah.
And like you've seen it as well, like friends growing up in certain social circles change their way of thinking because they're in that microcosm of life and constantly being echo chambered.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's a bot doing that, that's coming from another nefarious...
I mean, that could happen right now. Do you know what I mean? As in, especially with voice technology now in terms of AI, like, somebody like online could be chatting to you and you wouldn't even realize it's just a bot using an AI like generator.
Have you thought about voting Republican?
And it's just, it could be controlled in that sense. And it's, oh, no, they're just a friend of a friend. Like, how do you know that person? Oh, I thought you knew him. And then you've just got this person who's just a fucking bot on your Discord chat, and you've been chatting to them. And they
sound that'd be a good Black Mirror episode, wouldn't it?
Well, there's a fun series.
Well,
of books,
I think there are similar stuff. There are some films that have covered that ground, but like that doesn't seem far away from reality now.
No, it's really not.
There's a fun series of sci-fi books called Expeditionary Force, where they have a they find an AI. And this AI ends up doing funny stuff like, it's a friendly AI, but it's like omnipotent, like super powerful thing created by this lost race of, you know, classic. The classic sci-fi story.
Love it.
And he does stuff like he can create submines, which are like mini AIs that he runs in like a different space-time and essentially does that on Earth. And they leave Earth for like a couple of years. They come back and like a couple of his submines have like created, like one's created a religion, one's like ruined Wall Street by doing like all this other stuff, you know. And it's just, it's like this, it's like basically like
just embedding
AIs just having these like almost like a parasitic plant growing through your life to control everything, you know, in these ways that seem like you can set an AI going, and in a year's time, you have no idea what the output would be. You know, like the input and the output can change completely.
And it's exciting, I imagine, to be an AI engineer, right? Using this open source code that's available and tweaking it to make it the best it can possibly be, and like spending hours and hours with Monster Energies or whatever, like perfecting it. I can see where the dedication and the hyper focus. It can run away. Like we know,
well, it's happened with Google's search algorithms. Yeah. You know, it's happened with a bunch of different search, like social media algorithms, where they never intended it to become a machine of hate amplification, but a lot of the time it does, because what they learned about people was show the base sort of argument of the algorithm was show people more of what they engage with, right? Yeah. And they realized, oh shit, people engage most with things they actually dislike more than what they like. So we'll just keep showing them stuff they dislike over and over. And that's how social media algorithms became these machines of malcontent. And the engineers who originally designed them did not
just want
see
to
that
be,
coming. Yeah. You know, they just wanted to give people more of, oh, you engage with this photo, you engage
do
with this bit
of
text.
Yeah.
And but this was like 5-6 years ago, they realized this. Like this program, this documentary I watched, I think it's called Secrets of Silicon Valley, I think it was called. Like, essentially, they've known about this. And so it's not a big leap to think that AIs will go the same way. If AIs are designed in a certain way, information behavior begets human behavior, I think is the whole thing here. Like, so what are we going to learn about human beings from interacting with AI? Are the majority of us cruel? You know, are the majority of us going to create an AI that is tribal? I don't know. Barbaric.
Right now, with Midjourney and that, are bias with the data sets.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
If you were to put in autistic, sad, or autistic person,
you'd
get a somber-looking white ginger guy.
Right.
Almost every time.
Yeah.
Like, that's interesting how lacking in diversity and what the idea of what the AI thinks an autistic person looks like.
It's probably a reflection of the average, like, person's thought when you think that, you know. That's the thing. Well, it's probably because
whoever's made the data set,
but that data set's probably drawn from a huge population group, I imagine, and also they've been fed like stereotypes, and so those stereotypes echo through. That's mainly what it is, isn't it? Like, bias and prejudices are echoed through to the things we create.
It's super interesting.
It is, and I think
a little terrifying.
It is a little terrifying, but then what's more terrifying is apathy and inaction and, because things are pretty shitty, it seems, at the moment. You know, I know we've got, like, the best medicine we've ever had. We've got a lot of freedoms that we've never had. I'm not saying that all these things are shitty, but if you take a great environment or something, you know, a great set of laws or rights for individuals, but then put them in a world where climate change is a problem, where inequality is a problem, like, you still have a lot to fix. And so, like, I guess I'm hoping that these new technologies, whilst they will come with their caveats, will hopefully improve everyone's lives, hopefully.
LK99 would be great because that would solve a lot of wasted energy and heat, climate change, and would be helped with that.
Yeah.
So breakthroughs like that would be great, and that just came out of left field.
Yeah.
So that's hopeful.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
Yeah, technological advances, that's the thing, because obviously, the internet is massive in terms of how it changed things. So it's like trying to think of something that would equally do that is quite hard.
I guess omnipresence would be the thing. So the internet took communications and information sharing that we could already do through letters, phones, libraries, but then took all of those things and put them into one place and sped it up, right?
Yeah.
So what do we already do right now that we could make more and faster is probably a way to look. So something like teleportation would mean that omnipresent, like being able to be anywhere. Right,
be
now we can
change.
Think anything.
I mean, that'd be amazing. But
yeah, obviously that's a bit insane, but you know what I mean?
That's very hard
so
to imagine.
Small as well.
Then I guess supersonic travel, like, you know, supersonic travel.
Or drone travel or whatever.
Yeah,
or
personal air travel would be cool.
I feel like, again, that might be the whole flying car thing, where we're going to bypass the whole individual personal transport thing because we can just ping anyone wherever they want without the travel part. What about blurring? Because internet, right, is fundamentally changed. It's still behind a screen for everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're trying to eke into the real world, but it's still fundamentally you can step away from it, right?
Yeah.
I feel like there's going to be a blurring of that.
Yeah.
Like, you're already seeing it with Apple Vision and VR and AR.
Information.
It's so basic right now.
Media is still flat, ultimately.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Media
is still flat.
You can walk away from it. Yeah.
Like, it's
also
on a
AR
screen.
Would be, like, where you're wandering around and.
Well, you don't know what's internet and what isn't anymore.
Yeah. But then this is like, AR is almost us trying to mimic the idea of being able to create things in 3D space from nothing, right?
Yeah.
Tangible
stuff
in 3D space.
Yeah.
So take away the AR glasses and then you get to holographic projection or something like that, right? Take that away, you get to rearranging atoms, right? So you could, like, literally
just
have
manifest things.
Replicator style technology that would, instead of projecting something on a wall for a moment, you just, the atoms arrange on the wall for a moment, and so something that affects the field or the arrangement of atoms, you know, would be the next step.
And we've got limitless energy to be able to do these things.
Exactly.
Because we found
it doesn't
that
matter.
Out. Yeah.
And but I mean, obviously the infrastructure and improvements that would be required, even if LK99 was real, which is a very cheap, very easy to make superconductor, because at the moment we have superconductors already. We have things that conduct. The problem is they do it at super cold temperatures or very, very high pressures.
Yeah.
So it's just not very practical. But we have something that works at room temperature. You can put it into stuff and it'll exhibit those properties anyway, you know? So, like, It'd be cool, but it would take a long decades. Time. Yeah, exactly. But it would solve a lot of problems. Anyway. Fingers crossed, as they say.
Yeah,
fingers crossed for the future.
Little sparks of hope amongst the shit.
Fingers crossed.
Yay. Lovely. I think, well, we got very deep once again in HatChat. It's probably enough.
Discussed the afterlife and,
AI.
McFlurries.
And McFlurry machines not breaking down. It's pretty
life being a simulation.
Existential.
Yeah.
Classic hat film stuff.
Classic stuff.
We got Iceland coming up next week for us. So yes, there won't be a HatChat next week.
Yeah.
Because we're living it up in Reykjavik and other places. So that'll be fun. So look forward to a new HatChat in a couple weeks' time.
Yes.
And don't have too much existential dread for a fortnight.
Yeah, try not to.
You'll be all right. Or you won't. But you won't know about it anyway.
Who knows?
Maybe like communal therapy is the solution. And the only way to get that is on our Discord, of course. Discord.gg/hatfilms, where you can share in the demise of the future.
Everyone on there seems really sane.
Really sound.
Yeah.
I mean, they all got drawn to us somehow. So yeah, head there. Thank you so much to everyone that supports us, like Patreons and YouTube members, etc. You too can sign up if you want to. Any of them are great for us, we don't really mind. But YouTube members, you get the videos as well. We do submit them to Patreon, so you'll get the same benefits, really, as what you prefer. Nice. And with that, I didn't say it at the start, but Feel Shame is the band that made our fingles. Yes. And I met them at Download, turns out. They sent a little
picture with me. Or?
No.
Good.
It was just before Tool came on. I had my Tool shirt on. They sent a picture of me, like, with them either side of me.
That's cool.
So this is their... They made this. They were meant to do, like, some proper songwriting, but they ended up making this instead.
That's fair enough.
So enjoy the full team.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And we'll see you in a couple weeks.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Can't be like this!